So I'm not going to be here very long. I'm just temporarily. But I had to register since I was here for more than 5 days, I think is what it is.
Okay.
So just so you know.
When did you get here?
Saturday, Sunday, something like that. Maybe, yeah. I just came to visit family and drop a few things off. But the way the laws are, I have 14 days over there in Colorado to check in somewhere, and I guess I have 5 days here, so I had to meet both those time frames. So, all right. So let's see. I have to read all these. So I'm just curious, somebody brought it to my attention, maybe it's in here. There was a, I'm in California, I'm considered a class, what, a tier two.
We don't have tiers here.
You don't have tiers here. Okay, so how does your?
As long as you're in Mississippi, you're a lifetime registry.
Is that how it is? You guys are, I Googled it just yesterday. You guys are tough on those sort of things. My case was just a straight up lie. So
that doesn't.
I know. I read your notes. Look. I read your notes. Yeah.
I have 270 offenders. You're no different than any of the other ones. Got me.
Yeah.
I don't care about what you have to say about your conviction.
Wow, you guys
have a
lot.
You're in the state of Mississippi, so you're going to abide by the laws of the state of Mississippi, or you will go to prison.
Well, that's a lot of people. Okay. Well, I'm leaving actually today, so. But I just had to check in with you. So, do I sign in and then sign out, or how does that work?
You have to do your paperwork.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir. Bye, Miss Sherry.
Okay, so I make sure I report all addresses for any change of address. Report statement.
Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You want to change your name? And will I get a copy of these?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I see you sign under your permit.
Okay. Man, do I sign this one as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. So just out of curiosity, though, if you don't mind me asking some clarification questions. Sure.
Okay. So how do you all do that out here? Like,
how do we do what?
So, for example, I worked, besides working in entertainment when I was in Hollywood, I work in retail stores and malls and that sort of thing. So do you guys allow that sort of thing here in Mississippi, or?
Do we allow people to have, no, thumbs only.
Oh, okay.
Do we allow people to have jobs?
Yeah, yes. Like, for example, if with my kind of case, would I be able to work in a mall, that mm-hmm. sort of thing around here? Okay. All right. And do you guys have to notify the employer or something? Or?
You have to register your employment.
Okay.
It's up to you to notify your employer.
Oh, okay. But they're supposed to know or something? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that one. Thank you. Sorry about that. All right, and then sign here. Okay. Sorry to make you go through this. I'm just going to be leaving. So. That's how they have it written. So.
We're going to go with this office in here. Your van booked in for failure to register. You did not give the Department of Public Safety in the state of Mississippi a 10-day notice before your arrival, and you've been staying at an address that is non-compliant. So you are being charged. Go with this officer here. It's not a question. Go with this officer.
Well, I still have 2 days on my Colorado one.
That doesn't matter in the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, but I'm just... I still have until the 17th.
No, it's not in the state of Mississippi, you don't. Go with this officer here.
Okay.
I don't know what to do. I just explained it to you. You're required to give the state of Mississippi a 10-day notice before coming here, and you didn't do that. Go with this officer. You're being charged with failure to register.
Before you come to Mississippi?
Correct.
My Colorado didn't tell me that.
It's not Colorado's responsibility. It's your responsibility. This conversation is over. Go with this officer.
Okay. So stop the can box back.
Hold for me.
Is that a hold for you?
Yes, sir.